नहीं कश्चित क्षणम आप नहीं कश्चित क्षणम अभी जातु
जातु
तिष्ठति
तिष्ठति
अकर्मकृत
अकर्मकृत
कार्यते
कार्यते
हि
हि
अवस्था
अवस्था
कर्म
कर्म
सर्वा
सर्वा
प्रकृति
प्रकृति
जाय
जाय
गुणाय
गुणाय
कश्चित क्षणम अभी चातु तिष्ठति कर्मकृत
चातु तिष्ठति कर्मकृत
कार्यते अवसा कर्म सर्व प्रकृति जाय गुणाय नहि कश्चित क्षणम अभी चातु तिष्ठति कर्मकृत कार्यते अवसा कर्म सर्व प्रकृति जाय गुणाय Translation. Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. Translation. Good repetition. Everyone is forced to act helplessly,
according to the qualities
he has acquired from the modes of nature, from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. Report by Srila Prabhupada. It is not a question of embodied life, but it is the nature of the soul to be always active. Without the presence of the spirit soul, the material body cannot move. The body is only a dead vehicle to be worked by the spirit soul, which is always active and cannot stop even for a moment. As such, the spirit soul has to be engaged in the good work of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it will be engaged in occupations dictated by illusory energy. In contact with the material energy, the spirit soul acquires material body, material modes. And to purify the soul from such affinities, it is necessary to engage in the prescribed duties enjoined in the shastras. But if the soul is engaged in his natural function of Krishna consciousness, whatever he is able to do is good for him. The Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.17 affirms this. Jatva swadharmam charanam bhujam hare bhajanna bhagvota patittato yadi yatrakva vadram abhuda vushakim govarta avto bhajatam swadharmatha. Translation. If someone takes to Krishna consciousness, even though he may not follow the prescribed duties in the shastras or execute the devotional service properly, and even though he may fall down from the standard, there is no loss or evil for him. But if he carries out all the injunctions for purification in the shastra, what does it avail him if he is not Krishna conscious? So the purificatory process is necessary for reaching this point of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, sannyas or any purificatory process is to help reach the ultimate goal of becoming Krishna conscious, without which everything is considered a failure. Om Tat Sat, Chapter 3, Text 5, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Karma Yoga. Bhaktivedanta translate, Swami translation and purport. There are many important teachings we can get from this verse. One is the nature of the soul. The soul is by nature always active. The active principle in the body is the spirit soul or the jiva atma. In the spiritual world there's no death, there's no birth. The spirit souls are liberated and so they're always moving. The fallen souls that are in the material world, they are imprisoned within the temporary body. Therefore, because they're in the body is alive. If the Atma leaves the body is dead. So long as the Atma is in the body, even the person is awake or asleep, but the soul is active. Waking action, sleeping is dreaming is active, and then deep sleep, which is a rejuvenation. In all the stages of consciousness, the Atma is active. When the Atma leaves the body, then what's the body? What's left of the body? What do the children do? What is a body without an Atma? You know? Anyone know? Girls? What is a body without an Atma? Dead matter. Without the soul, the body is dead. The soul is the real person, which is the nature of the soul. To be alive, to be active. The nature of the body is a machine. Like you have got a motorcycle, car. So this is a wonderful machine made by Krishna so that the Atma can function. Now how do you want to use that machine? You're bound to the machine, you got a particular body because of your karmas. If you have a body which is wealthy, which is beautiful, good looking, or which is born in a good family, or which is intelligent and has a good education, this is the result of punya, or good karma. Absence of these things is a lack of good karma. So good karma, how we act in our life, if we do good karmas, we can get better body. We can get a better birth. This is a result of punya. And if we do papa, sinful acts, then we get ugly body, poor, poverty, unhealthy body, we get legal problems, we get lack of intelligence, lack of education, lack of opportunity, so on. Even if we do all of the dharmas, but if we are not Krishna conscious, that means that we have to again take birth. Only way to stop taking birth is by being Krishna conscious, by achieving God consciousness. Krishna is giver of moksha. If we want to return to Krishna, we have to be Krishna conscious. No amount of good works can give us Krishna. They can give us a good body, a good birth, but cannot give us Krishna. To get Krishna, we need Krishna consciousness. Without Without bhakti, we cannot reach Krishna. Therefore, in this report, Prabhupada explains, if somebody tries to be Krishna conscious, they are so glorious. Even if they are not successful, even if they are not very expert, they can't do all the process, even if they leave the process in the middle, still, they are very successful. Because Krishna, He is going to bring them closer to Him in the next life. They have got something closer to Krishna. But if someone does all the punya karmas, but he doesn't get close to Krishna, but he doesn't do actually anything to Krishna bhakti, he doesn't do any Krishna bhakti, then what he gains? Only he gets a better material body. But he again has to take the rebirth. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that we need to practice God consciousness in this lifetime. We need to worship the Lord with devotion. We need to worship Lord Krishna with devotion, chant His holy names, bow down to Him, worship Him, study His teachings. This is essential for the human being. This is directly Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharma Puritya Jamam Ekam Saranam Bhaja. Give up all other types of religious duty and simply surrender unto Me. He told Mangmana Bhagavad Bhakto, you be My devotee, you think of Me, you Mangmana Bhagavad Bhakto Madhyaji Mangamaskaru, you be My Yaji. Yaji means, you know what Yaji means? Anyone studying Sanskrit? Madhyaji. Yaji means My worshipper. You worship Me. Mangamaskaru. Namaskaru, you know the meaning? To offer namaskar, right? To offer obeisances. To offer pranam and namaskar, so send namaskuru. Offer your obeisances to Me. Mam evaisasi satyam. Do you come to Me? If you do this, you come to Me. When we ask people, where are you headed in life? Where's your destination? Where do you want to go? This morning we said somebody goes in the bus and the conductor asks where you want to go. He said, I don't know. And then they think, what kind of person is this? He doesn't know where he wants to go. But being a human being, you ask anybody where you are headed in life. Most people, they don't know what they want. Where we have to go. After this life, we have another life. After this life, we can go back to the spiritual world, or we can go to higher planets, we can go on this planet, or we can go to hell. Or we can take birth in the animal kingdom, which is another hell. So how many want you to go to hell? Any candidate? How many want to take birth in the animal kingdom? How many want to be a human kingdom or heavenly kingdom? How many want to go back to Krishna at the end of their life? Evil. This is a very great audience. Lord Chaitanya, He wanted us to understand the teachings of Krishna. This is Krishna's teaching. He's teaching us here in the Gita. Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. When we're in the material world, according to how we've lived, how we associated, what modes we acquired, sattva, raja, and tamma, accordingly we had to act. If someone is in tamas, what is the quality of tamas? You know, anyone knows what the quality of tamas is?
Sleeping.
Sleeping, madness, drowsiness, lazy, intoxication, anger, envy, delusion. This is a mode of cruel, angry, envy, violence. This is a mode of darkness, mode of ignorance. So someone who has that quality, they'll be attracted to taking whiskey, ganja. They want to sleep more. They'll be more, if you say something, they argue easy. They say things to hurt another person. They could say a nice thing, instead they may say a thing which will hurt. Everybody has a little bit of all the modes. You don't find hardly anyone pure good or pure passion or pure ignorance. At some time, a different mode conquers over our consciousness. But someone may be predominantly conditioned by particular group of modes. So just like goodness is yellow, passion is red, and ignorance is blue. The three colors, if you mix it, you get millions of colors. Using these three primary colors, the computer, a modern computer, can make 16 million colors. So like that, how many different types of people? That types of people are there according to the modes they have, which combination of modes. Accordingly, if a person is of a particular combination, then when something happens, you react in that way. You can predict, if you see that someone is like this, you can more or less predict that normally he'll act like this in this circumstance. That is the material conditioning. Now to get out of that conditioning, this devotional service, to be a yogi, means that we get out of that conditioning. We liberate ourselves from this contamination of the modes of nature. Mancha jo vavicharina bhakti jo gena sevate sagunan samatita itan brahma bhuvaya kalpate. When somebody is engaging in my devotional service with their full consciousness and activity, sagunat samadhitaitam, then they become gunatit. Gunas mean that tamas, rajas, and sattvic. They become gunatitaitam. They become beyond the modes. Brahmavuaya, they become on the level of Brahman. Brahman means a spiritual level. This sattvic and rajasic and tamasic is all material. Amongst the material sattvic, goodness is best. But spiritual is beyond goodness. This is called sudha sattva, pure goodness. Because material goodness is also based on material identification. So this is the philosophy. That we had to, from our very birth, we had to start cultivating our spiritual knowledge and transcend these three modes of nature. Prahlad says, Kumaram Acharet Pragyo, from age of 5 we should start to practice. And if we go on practicing the whole life, then we find that the person, naturally he is drawn to Krishna. That natural attraction to Krishna grows. The tendency we find in Indian society is people say, are you doing Sandhya Bandhana? You do your puja in the temple, once in a day or twice in a day, why you want to do so much? Why whole day you should chant Hare Krishna? Why you should offer all your food to Krishna? Why you should do reading Gita every day? When you get old, then you do it. Before you die. Maybe in the past, people used to live till they were old. But now, there's a vast quantity of young people who are dying. A lot of young people die in the world today, more than ever before. In Australia, you know what the main reason why young people are dying? Number one reason why young people in Australia die? Any idea? In Australia. I don't know the world. I only read the newspaper in Australia. How did I call them out? Suicide. Thousands of Australian, 5,000 youth every year is committing suicide. Up to before the age of 20. Frustration. Parents are pushing, get a good grade, get ahead, or this or that, or somehow they get frustrated. They don't know why I'm living, what is that, why did I go so much headache, so much trouble, for what? Somehow or another they get frustrated, they kill themselves. Even, I read in the newspaper, many students, they fail their madhyamik or fail their exam in India, they kill themselves. Even some lady yesterday, 34 years old, jumped out of 13-story building in Bombay. A lot of people, they don't know why they're living, they don't know why they're suffering, so they can kill themselves. They don't know why they're killing the body, again, they can't end the life. They go on, but now they become like a ghost or something. So this is also mortal ignorance. So a lot of youth, either they're taking drugs, or they're killing themselves, or they're misdirected. Part, I was surprised, I didn't know so many youth were killing themselves in Australia, but that's the number one cause of death, more than the car accident and the diseases. Car accident is a big cause for the elderly people, middle age. And then of course elderly people have heart, kids, so many other things. So I have a disciple, he was born of a Brahmin family from Karnataka. He was born in America, Cleveland. But his parents are both from Bangalore. So, he was brought up in a Western society, speaks with American accent. He doesn't know much Indian language, whatever he picked up from his parents. Little bit he can understand. But somehow he came to Krishna consciousness and he became a Krishna conscious devotee. He married a girl from a Brahmin family also from Bangalore. But he remained a householder and he has a family and he got a job as a executive in a bank. He's maintaining his family, but in his house he's got deities and he's doing pujas and everything. Both he and his wife are both initiated and they're doing worship. His father, though, used to always come by and see that he's doing the daily pujas and chanting his 16-round japa. So he'd say, why all this, father wants to sit and watch television. He's 60 years old, 50 years old then. He said, why do you want to do this? So young, wait till you get old, then do it. Little bit you can do. My father was pious, he'd do his Sandhya Bandhanams and he'd do his little puja. He was a pious man. Come to temple and offer pranam. But every day doing japa, eating only the food offered, they're doing daily worship. That was too much. He said, why all this too much? Wait till you get old, then you do it. Then recently the disciple told me that father, he was retired, he went back to Bangalore, has a house he built from his money that he earned, and his brother said, okay, now you're old, why don't you visit the holy places, go to Tirupati, go to Guru Vayur, go to Srinagam, see the temples, chant japa, do the pujas. But he said, now I have to, when I invest my money, I have to see my money doesn't, you know, inflation. I have to see, maybe put in the stock market, a unit trust, which of the unit trusts, there's so many, you know, I have to study, you know, whether real estate or... Then I have also my granddaughters, I have to see they get their good husbands, you know. And already daughter's married, now granddaughter he has to worry with. So like that, Maya, he was completely captured. They took him also to the Tirupati in the Srirangam. He went there, but he can't focus his mind. Your whole life he's not practiced like that, you know. Just Sandhya Vandana is not enough. He had to also regularly be worshipping Krishna. If you want to, at end of life, fix your mind on Krishna. If whole 90, 24 hours and 30 minutes a day, if you're only thinking about newspaper, politics, your business, your investment, and this and that, without even offering that as a service to Krishna for your own self. If you do those things as an offering to Krishna, it's one thing. But he's doing it just for himself. But 15 minutes a day, 5 minutes, fine, you do Sandhya Vandana, and 15 minutes maybe you just offer some prayer from some book you read or something. Maybe you do, or maybe you don't do. In a week you may go to a temple once. It's not enough in Kali Yuga. So what happened? All of a sudden he had a massive heart attack and his life is over in this chapter. So the disciple was very upset, you know. I tried to bring my father closer. He always told me, wait till you get old. When he got old, he didn't do anything. He couldn't do it. And I see so many cases. Of course, some people, even old age, they come to us. They're very fortunate, but how many? How many are whiling away in this still? It's up to them, you see. Some fortunate people may come. But usually what happens if you don't practice from the early age, all of a sudden you can't come at the end. Because we acquire a particular mode of nature, it's very hard to change in the old age. You can change when they're young. Everyone knows young people are very like changeable, putty. You can mold them to a certain extent. The old people you can't mold much, they're already molded. Cast and set. So while we're young, of course, some older people might be young in heart, and they can be molded, but if they're already fixed up in their ideas, it's hard to change it. So that's why it's very important, we want everyone to start practicing very regularly, whatever their age may be, so that the whole life they can be in connection with Krishna. Apart from that, this whole consciousness, wait till you get old. If they think that devotional service is not happiness, they think that all these other things are happiness and that we should do a little austerity before we die. But the devotees, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, they could find out that devotional service is their highest happiness. So what is that need of, why should we deprive ourselves till our old age of the happiness? People in the Western world now, they're chanting Hare Krishna not because they're not getting happy, they're doing it because there are people that want immediate happiness. Right? In the West, our tendency is to be in pursuit of happiness. Because we got no happiness in material life, therefore we get happiness in Krishna consciousness. That's why we came. Lord Chaitanya's mercy is such that by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one immediately feels happy. We want everyone to get that happiness. Why should they be deprived? So please chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Don't take a rain check or a post-dated check. Don't be on the waiting list. Get a confirmed booking. Like you say, wait, don't, why book your ticket now? You can get it at the last minute. It's like suddenly I lost my I didn't get the visa, I came later. Those who wanted to change the booking, they couldn't get their booking. They had to go. Like that, none of you know when your booking is already fixed. Already when you're going to leave the body, that booking is made. Right. But where you're going, that you can book it now. If you want to go to Krishna, start booking now. Make your time payment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If you have any questions, I'm speaking on Bengali and he's giving out the papers. You can give everyone a paper, they can write their questions. Same verse. Just in conclusion, I wanted to say how Lord Chaitanya, he gave the instruction. Ataiv ami ajya dilu sabakari jaha taha prema phala deho jare thari. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Everyone is to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. This is Lord Chaitanya's order. Each of you has a mission. A mission to take up Krishna consciousness and to spread it. Actually, you find that the people in every... This mission means your own family members, your own friends, everyone that you know. Try to bring them to Krishna. People that you don't know, make friends with them and bring them to Krishna. This is the mission, to spread it to everyone. Jaha taha, everywhere and anywhere, wherever you give it out. No discrimination that I can only give it to this kind of people, only to brahmanas, not to sudras. Or only to sudras, not to anyone. Whether they're in this religion or that religion, whether they are educated or uneducated, whoever is interested to give it. That is order of Lord Chaitanya. But that giving has to be done very systematically. Be effective. So thank you very much. I'll be back in English. Stay tuned.